Hello.
Hi.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back.
We are back. The original three. The original three gals.
Finally.
It's been a while.
Yep.
So today we have a MVP on the line. We'll get to her in a second. So we tried to do this over Skype, but Simone's lovely laptop is not working.
I don't know why. I'm so sorry. And you know, I'm very sorry to Sonia because I'm going to say it. I already interviewed her when she was here for the MVP Summit. And then I did a mistake with this thing, this machine here. And now my laptop's not working. I don't know. I'm sorry, Sonia.
It's okay. It's
we have her online.
We have her online. She's waiting for us on the phone. It'll be an audio conversation, but you'll see our facial interactions. So let's just talk about what we've been up to.
Yep. Why you were not there?
Why were we not
me?
There? Yes. So we were super busy. It was MVP Summit week.
Yep.
Picture like 4,000 MVPs coming onto campus, and they all want to be heard and present. So we had the studio fully booked out. We had it was insane. I also had to go to another conference that was like my own personal development conference during that week. So I was at work for 3 days, like 12 hours a day, and then the other 2 days I went to this conference. It was the Seattle Interactive Conference, super fun. It's nice to get outside of Microsoft and do other stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I met a lot of audio, video people and marketing people that none of them worked at Microsoft. I was like one of the few, so that was fun. But what have you been up to?
I've been working. I'm doing my microphone right now. It's fine.
Might be broken. I think you're.
Now
yours,
I cannot do it anymore.
Is it not
it's
staying up?
Ow!
Tighten it. There you go. All right, that's broken.
It's broken. Okay, it's fine.
Today's one of those days.
Yes, this is my day. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Can you talk about any of the work you've been doing, or no? Is that all top secret?
No, there's no top secret. I've been working on having MVPs uploading videos to Channel 9. So we've been working on that project on the team, and it's going to be launched very, very soon. So, I've been so busy doing that and also interviewing female MVPs during the MVP Summit. So it was really cool. Yeah.
Cool. And then Kayla?
Oh, I've been working with Golnaz in the studio. We've been doing the MVPs just back to back, a lot of people in a very small space. Yeah. And then just prepping for Connect and doing a...
You had a lot to do with Connect.
Yeah, just a lot of pre-videos, a lot of editing.
Well, you did that
editing.
Funny trailer.
Oh, yeah, that Scott Goo trailer with the dog.
That was so funny.
Yeah, that was Caitlin's masterpiece.
Wow.
It was fun. The dog was very well behaved. It was really fun to work with an animal.
Okay. So, you guys ready to dive in?
Yeah, let's
all right, so Sonia is on the line with us. And Sonia, give us a little intro about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm Sonia Madsen, and I live in Copenhagen, Denmark. I'm a SharePoint MVP, and I have a developer background. I'm self-employed. I have Sonia's app, SharePoint app at Office App Store. Actually, I got an award from App Store as the best international developer this year. So I kind of do a lot of apps, and I also do some consulting. Kind of love what I do.
So you're self-employed, right?
Yes.
So you have contracts. Can you say some of the companies that you work with?
Well, actually, I'm a Microsoft vendor. I just finished the new intranet for Microsoft Denmark, because they kind of get two offices, and now they move together in a very large office, not far from here. So that's one of them. I also done, I don't know how much you know about Denmark, it's mostly in Denmark, Vestas, the windmill company, it's quite large. And, I also done something for National Basketball Association in the United States, but mostly Danish companies.
Very cool.
A large SharePoint.
So is it just you? Do you have a team with you or you just do it all yourself?
Well, I actually do it all myself. I can still do it all myself. But this year, I was also doing a lot of speaking at SharePoint conferences and SharePoint Saturdays. I've done like 8 or 9 SharePoint Saturdays in Europe this year, and I also done the European SharePoint conference in Stockholm. It was just here in November.
So I love SharePoint. I could talk about SharePoint. I could go into it, and I want to talk about the how you do it and all that stuff. But let's go to you as a person, Sonia, the human being. Yeah. And I'll get into the SharePoint questions later.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about your hobbies?
Oh, well, I like, you know, I'm a developer and sit all day in front of my laptop and code, and I kind of like to do sports when I'm in the evening and in weekends, and meet a lot of other people, completely different people than my colleagues or people I talk SharePoint with. So I do at my gym, I do body gym, I do dance. That's like hip hop and house and salsa dancing with the modern music from Beyonce or Rihanna or something like that. And I also play tennis on weekends, so I kind of try to keep myself up and not just be a developer and a geek.
Nice. So I love to play tennis too, but the weather here in Seattle's horrible. You can't do outdoor tennis. You have to pay a huge fee and go do indoor stuff. Do you have an indoor gym, or what's the weather like there too?
Well, the weather is worse than in Seattle. Well, everybody actually at the MVC summit complained about the weather in Seattle, and I was thinking, well, it's warmer, there's more sun, you know. Well, it's not, I mean, there's no snow yet, and it's not that cold, but it's slightly colder than in Seattle, so yeah. But we have an indoor place where we can play tennis, and well, it's much more fun to play when the sun shines, and you know, it's okay.
That's cool, though, that you're athletic and a nerd. I love that.
Yeah, I love that she did not tell us, oh, I don't have free time because I'm doing so many projects.
Yeah.
And I like that she's doing hip-hop. I love hip-hop dancing.
Yeah, so. Dancing's always good.
That's cool, yeah.
So what else? Where did you go to school? Was it in Copenhagen or...?
Well, I finished, it's the second largest town in Denmark. We only have state universities here. I finished actually as a master of multimedia and information science. I didn't study computer science, kind of next to it. I wanted to do, you know, more of theories and, you know, usability. I saw computer science more of just development and computing, so I wanted also something more. And I also write blog about SharePoint, where I also write also for information workers and business users, and not only about development. So I kind of also like the more soft side of technology, not development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were talking now about your blog, so can you tell us how many years have you been an MVP and what you do for the community?
Well, I've been, this will be my third year. The next year we are renewed automatically, I heard. I've been working with SharePoint for the last 12 years, but only for the last 3 years I kind of figured out I got tired of just being a developer and consultant. So I kind of started being a little bit more out there, writing blog, and then suddenly somebody said, oh, that you want to be MVP, and I didn't know about that, but I kind of found out, and now I'm MVP, soon to be for 3 years. I do a lot of speaking at the conferences, and that kind of take a lot of your Saturdays, your weekends, and I write a lot about SharePoint and about Office 365, so a lot of my time is more technical and, you know, about speaking and writing than actually organizing conferences or teaching people. It's more about, I don't know, I like that. I like the community here, at least in Europe. Everybody feels like, it feels like a second family to me, because everybody is so nice and we talk to each other and have a nice time.
That's awesome. So someone approached you to be an MVP How did that happen? Was it just someone you worked with?
Well, I was nominated to the MVP, and I don't really know how that happened. And it's, you know, I just wanted to write because, you know, my education was very, you know, theoretical. And suddenly I also wanted to write because, you know, when you code, you write, but it's not the same. So I don't know. Suddenly say, oh, but you are an MVP, and I know it's kind of not the right road for being MVP. It's not something I concentrated hard, or I just try to do what I like, and I don't do things just to be MVP or stay as an MVP.
That's nice. So it's like a benefit, yeah. Would you recommend people to try to become an MVP? Like, are there benefits to it that you would never want to give up?
Yes. I think, you know, benefits, as I said, you know, if you go out there and speak at the SharePoint Saturdays or other conferences, you get to meet a lot of people. You also get, I don't know, to be better as a person, and as I said, you know, I don't want only to be a developer that works and with my laptop and sits in the corner all day long. I also want to be to enjoy life in different ways. So I kind of like, you know, for me the main benefit is being out there and doing something else. And I also found out that I'm not that bad at being a speaker and being at the sessions, and I also found out that I'm also very good at meeting new people and talking to them, and for some weird reason I like to meet new people from different countries. And I think if you like that, then I would most definitely recommend to be an MVP.
Nice. That's awesome, Sonia. Kind of to backtrack a little bit, like, when did you first start getting interested in technology? Like, when did it really, what was your kind of like aha moment in when you wanted to know, when you knew that you wanted to like pursue this as a profession?
Well, I got the Commodore 64 when I was 12, and you know, it was kind of funny because we got something at and we didn't know what it is. Should we place it on the table, or, you know, it was kind of still, you know, with the cassettes and taking it to my TV at my room, and, you know, it was kind of funny. I didn't even know what it is, but what I noticed that I was really interested in it, and that didn't take long. I was playing games, and I could beat my older brother in football. And, you know, he's 6 years older, so I was never thinking about beating him at anything at that point. But, you know, I kind of saw I was really into it, and I thought that was something I wanted to do. And also when I was like in ninth grade, we had programming, and we learned how to think to solve a problem through code before we actually sit down and code. And I kind of saw that's a good thing to do. I was always good at math, but I didn't really see that math is something I could use or I could do my entire life. But programming, development, and doing applications, that's fun. I like it really.
Awesome. So going to college, did you see a sex difference? Was there a lot of females versus a lot of males? What was that like? Or is Copenhagen a little more even out?
No, it's terrible. I mean, also when I worked as a consultant and architect, you know, at the companies, partner companies, you know, most of the women there are in reception, if they have a reception, if they didn't outsource it. And most of my friends, you know, Facebook are men. And also at the university, out of 60 people, only 3 women.
Wow.
So it's kind of... But I was thinking, I don't really understand why, but, you know, And you know, I didn't even choose computer science. I don't think that I only know one or two women that studied computer science. I mean, that's kind of, I think it's silly. I think more women should.
Anything else?
Yeah, I wanted to ask why do you think women, they don't go to the computer science, to have the computer science degree, even though it's like huge on the market, there's a lot of jobs out there, and it's, I don't know, it's a good salary, there's a good environment. Why they don't go and get this degree?
I don't know. It has maybe something in math, and it has maybe something to do with role models, because they don't see that, you know, and maybe with their parents, they don't think they don't think that their daughter will be and be just as normal as anybody else if she studies computer science. And I think that's probably the main problem, because what I learned at my home was that, okay, you are interested in that, and you could be also interested in, you know, automation and doing, you know, projects for companies like Tesla and SpaceX, and you can also, but I would still be the same person that likes to dance and likes to go you know, swimming, or and also like to shop and do whatever I would like to do. You know, it doesn't really, it make me weird, or I'm not some strange person, because I like things that are technology and that are programming and development, or I don't know.
Yeah, yep. I agree.
Yeah,
that makes total sense. I mean, when you grow up, kids are playing video games, but it's mostly boys, you know. And I was into video games, and my sister would make fun of me because she was a really girly girl. And I don't know, it's just like, then you grow up, and I was still playing games, but like, there was only boys. They were building their own computers or gaming stations.
Yeah.
And they were boys, you know. And I'm like a 12, 13 year old. I'm not going to go hang out with boys at their house, you know. So they go do it, and they get better at it, and then I'm still sitting behind hanging out with my girlfriends watching, you know, movies and talking about boys. And I'm like, well, you know, I wish my girlfriends, and I got pushed to do it more.
Yeah, that's true. But I think there's a lot of progress. I think this generation is totally different.
Oh, yeah. Since
all parents are in technology, so I hope that the new generations will have this equality of women and men into the technology field.
Yeah. I think it's like nurses. There was only women nurses like 40 years ago. Now look, it's like pretty even. So it's one of those. Are you guys ready for the lightning round?
Yep. Let's go. Yeah.
Sonia, we have a lightning round where we just ask a whole bunch of questions.
Do you know what I was calling them in the other interviews?
What?
Rapid fire questions.
That works? Rapid fire? All right. Okay. Sonia, do you prefer coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Coffee.
All right. What do you spend money on that makes your life easier?
Ooh, that's a hard question.
I got stuck.
I like to shop and buy clothes, so shoes. So I make myself and convince myself that that is making my life easier. I don't know.
It is, because you feel more confident.
It's true.
When I have new shoes or new clothes, I feel so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the first thing you do in the morning before you head to work? Do you work from home?
I work a lot from home. Sometimes when I work at customers, then I work at on site. But most of the time I'm home, and I actually work a lot in the evening. So in the morning, it's kind of taking it easy. Maybe if I'm at home, having breakfast in the bed and
wow.
Breakfast in bed.
I'm so jealous
of
that.
I know. I'm always rushing out the door.
Me too. I did not have breakfast today, but yeah.
Do you listen to music when you work? And if so, what kind of music?
No. I mean, I go to gym and dance, and that's a lot of loud music. But when I work, I like silence, and I don't really listen to anything.
Mm-hmm. When you make SharePoint apps or when you make SharePoint the
pages,
site,
yeah.
Well, I don't actually know how. I just know how to like make a calendar and fill that in and add images. When you're building it, you're doing it all in code, right? Or whatever language it is?
I started as a C# backend developer, but for the last 3 years, I learned a lot about client-side technology, about JavaScript and HTML5, Bootstrap and Angular and so on. But, when I do apps, mostly I do them in JavaScript, but I also do apps in backend for MVC applications.
Do you work with a designer too, or do you just make all the design choices too?
I learned when I started with Chevron also to do design and to do front-end development. And because maybe customers, as you know, said, okay, she's a girl and she probably knows something about colors, or I don't know, but I learned a lot. I just think, okay, is it nice, or did I use that much time on it? That must be nice.
Yeah, I'm not a designer, but quote-unquote designer, but I feel like I am. Because I'll look at something, I'm like, yes, that's pretty. No, that's not pretty.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what it is? It's just what looks good and feels easy.
Some people have that talent, and some people just don't have it at all.
Yeah,
so,
that's
true. It depends from a personality, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you can learn it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always go simple. Simple is easy.
Yeah. Okay, so the next question is, what's your favorite app?
I don't know. I don't use many apps. I mean, you asked me about, you know, what apps do I use? Not my app, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's no like finance app or the mail app or anything.
Or any social
I don't really use it. I like the Instagram mobile app. Actually, I think it works fine.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then going back to the code, what's your favorite language to code in? Which one's your favorite?
Well, if you asked me that 3 years ago, I would say C#, and it's still like 70%, but I also think JavaScript is also kind of fun, and TypeScript, and today you can do a lot.
Yeah, I hear that a lot from people. Okay, what's the most useless gadget you bought? Like, you're the worst, like, you regret it. You regret spending money on it. Like, you wish you didn't do it, and you got stuck with this device.
Oh, you won't like that. I bought the Microsoft Band, I have both one and two, and I don't, because, you know, it's very good if you run, and I'm terrible at running.
Okay.
I can like run 1 minute. And I try to use it when I play tennis, but it's not really good. It shows that I'm like jumping across the net to the other side or whatever. I don't do that when I play. I can't use it when I dance, so it's kind of, and I can't use it. I also swing from time to time. I want to make an app for it, but you know, I don't really like. I see a lot of my my friends wearing it all the time, and but I don't wear a watch. I don't know.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, you can't love everything Microsoft makes. We make so many things; it's ridiculous. Okay, so what product or company or anything would you want to work for? Some examples. It could be inside or outside of Microsoft. So, like, I think my answer was Blue Apron. I don't know. I don't think they have that in Denmark.
Yeah.
But like Uber,
holograms.
Yeah. Like, what's
the band?
What's your like dream job, or do you already have that?
Well, I think being self-employed is fun. But I would actually like to work with HoloLens. I think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the HoloLens team has an opening for everything.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't know. I have had some thinking about being employee because being self-employed is so much fun. I'm not really good at listening to managers. I can lose my concentration very easily. So.
Yeah, you have my dream job. I want to be self-employed. That sounds so fun. Eating breakfast in bed.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm so
All right. The next question
is... Oh, I work a lot.
What was that?
She works a lot.
Oh.
Oh, well, being self-employed is really a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah. The good thing about...
Then you can kind of... Yeah.
Yeah, the good thing about Microsoft is they force work-life balance. So, that's true. Yeah. So that's good. The next question is Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Oh, right. That's the first one I've heard.
Yeah, I had
really?
Like two. Yeah. Yeah, I had only like two telling me Star Trek.
Why is that one your favorite? Did you grow up watching it?
Yeah, I grew up watching it, and you know, I saw Star Wars, and okay, it's a good movie, but it's not like I was always thinking, why do people think this is good? I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's understandable.
She has the opposite question.
I like it.
All right, tell us a problem you worked on that was like super hard, but you made it work, and it was a huge accomplishment for you.
Oh, that's hard. I don't know. Should it be something technical or some other problem?
You could be technical. I mean, it could be a life problem. Yeah. I mean, we just want to see like a hard situation you were in and you found a way to work around it.
Well, I had actually, but it's not because, you know, I haven't been talking loud for most of my life. And when I started speaking, suddenly at rooms full with 50, 100, 200 people and without microphone or anything. And I actually started with singing lessons at a nearby place where they kind of just have like five people. And suddenly they kind of get me to say O and A and E, and then suddenly, I mean, right now, at the last conference we were like, oh, we don't need microphones. There were microphones, we didn't even use them. So that was because, you know, suddenly as a MVP and as a speaker, suddenly you are a completely different person, or with not person, but with different way of talking and acting, and yeah, not just sitting and being still or talking quietly with somebody. So
that's awesome.
I love the fact that she took classes for it. Yeah. I love it.
That's some good advice. Yeah. So let's
What
was that?
I just figured it out because when you stand, you know, although you don't sing, you are kind of, you have to project your voice and what you think to other people. It's different. Yeah.
Great.
Dude, that's some good advice. Yep. Last question, wrapping things up here. What was the question? It's the most important one.
Yeah, what's your advice to young generation? So we have different young generation. Oh. Either people like outside and they want to be an MVP. What's your advice for them? And for women who are hesitating to go to computer science, what's your advice for them? I think two different advices here. Or maybe the same one, I don't know.
Well, I think I try to be open to new people and technology, but I also have courage to say no when I really don't want something, and strength to say yes when I really want something. And I think that's the hardest part because you talk to many people and suddenly you get too many things you can be involved with, and I think it's kind of hard that you have to choose what you want and what you like, and not because just somebody wants you to do it. So courage to say no and strength to say yes.
That's a good quote.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, but what's your advice to someone who does not get any asks to do something? So, I mean, you sound like someone popular. You have a lot of asks to do things, so you have to choose from them and to say yes to the things that you really care about and no to the things that you like, no. But what's your advice to someone who does not have that popularity or that authority that you want? I don't know if they want to have it, but what's your advice to them to have a successful and happy life?
Well, I don't think it's a question of popularity. They are all asked to do something every day, on everyday basis, you know. When you look at commercials, you have a choice, and you cannot say no or yes, or don't just go to that restaurant because everybody else does it, you know. If you don't like the food, then don't go there. And, you know, that kind of choices that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Also a choice if you like technology, if you like computers, and don't think, you know, oh, nobody is doing it, so, and don't say no to technology just because you have there is a notion that it's not for women or that it's not for you or something like that.
Yeah, I get it. I get what you mean right now. Yeah, it's cool.
I like it.
Yeah. That was different advice. You don't hear that a lot, but that was good to hear.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, you're right. If you don't if you don't like that food, don't go to that restaurant.
If you don't like technology, don't work in technology. Yeah. But if you're interested, go right into it. Yeah, don't let anyone stop you. All right. That was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sonia.
Yeah,
what time is it over there?
Now 10. In the evening.
Sorry about that. But this was awesome, super fun. Next time you are in Redmond, we will put you right in front of us, and we'll put you in front of the camera, and we won't have Samo controlling it.
It was just.
All right, that was awesome, though. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you, Sonia.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.